Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independent in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Hal Spielman, who is the author of Suddenly Solo.
Thank you, John. It's always nice to be here with you.
It's tremendous.
Yeah, just to see your smiling face in the morning. How about banging on my door every day?
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Port Washington, I'm in Great Neck. It's close enough.
Yeah, close enough.
And we're talking with Ruth Sussman, who is involved with PIA, which is in Hofstra, and it's a retirement enrichment type of program. Personal enrichment in retirement is actually what PIA stands for. I'm just saying what it is. And we were talking at the break. It sounds like a very intellectually stimulating group, and that common denomination has made many friends, etc. Has it brought about couples, any sort of relationships?
There are people who couple up. I'm not sure what the modern
term is. No, let's not back. Not couple up. Can become couples.
Can become couples. Okay. Yeah. It's people find people, not necessarily in great quantities.
The young people's term is hooking up.
Right, hooking up.
Yeah.
And that's not what we're talking about.
No.
Maybe.
No,
I mean,
no.
It may get in there, but.
We were talking about someone to be with, to talk to, to maybe go out with. I don't really know. I'm married,
right,
so
of course.
It's not a part of my life.
But there are people who have met each other.
Yeah. There are people who have met each other and see each other. Are with each other on a fairly steady basis.
Right, which is nice.
It's lovely.
Well, that's, again, the socialization aspect that we found so strong in the research we did for the Suddenly Solo book. And it comes up all the time on our radio show on the Ask Hal questions about socialization. How do you do it? How do you get into it? Because we deal mostly with senior singles, and people want to socialize. We are social beings.
Right.
And they want to know how to do it. And this is a perfect way.
It's a great way.
Yeah.
You know, it's certainly not what I would consider one of the, even close to one of the objectives. It's not. But it's such a warm, friendly group.
Right.
You find that, I find I can sit anywhere in a lecture and before the lecture or doing, talk to somebody and everyone is very outgoing,
right. Friendly,
you know.
But the variety is so interesting.
It is an exceptional variety.
The variety itself becomes a screen for you to find people of common interest.
Yes.
So you go to the classes you're interested in, and you're meeting people who are interested in the same activity. And that's a very important screen in setting up a social relationship.
No, I think the most important thing, that's my philosophy, if you're single and a senior, you don't go to a bar, you don't go to a club thinking you're going to meet somebody. When you're 20, it's a whole different story. That's the intention of that bar that night. As a senior, the most important thing is to go to find something that you enjoy. And then you're sitting next to Hal, and Hal says, well, that was a great performance, wasn't it? It really was. And then you'll see Hal next week at another performance. And next thing it's like, oh, Hal, you're by yourself. Maybe we'll have a cup of coffee. You live in Great Neck. I live in Port. Well, and that's how it evolves.
But it's not really a social group.
No, I understand that
I
part of it. No.
I won't call it that. The fact that maybe I like to go to science fiction movies and you might like to go to science fiction movies, maybe we would find that, hey, Ex Machina is playing. Let's go see it.
Right.
And assuming you're single, assuming I'm single, might happen that way.
But you don't even have to be single. You know, if I don't want to go and my wife is 70 and she'd like to go with you, you've met somebody to participate in.
It's social participation. That has already happened to me because
My
husband can't. I did meet somebody and she is single and we both found we liked and we went to Ex Machina and then we found two other people and the four of us had lunch and we talked about
it. That's the point. I'm not talking just like to wind up with a couple loving relationship. Now you have four friends.
That's not bad either.
No, of course not. But you have four friends because in a perfect example, and I'm not going to specify your life, you have a husband you've loved for X number of years, he's home with dementia, that it's difficult. That's no reason you have to sit home.
Yeah.
You have a lady friend or a man friend that turns around and says, Ruth, let's go for this show because I know you want to see it and I want to see it.
Yeah.
It's somebody
that
to drive.
Works.
Yeah,
that
that's
work.
Tremendous.
Yes.
I have a real case like that of a,
okay.
a close friend of mine whose wife had had dementia for many years. And his daughter, who was a physician, was concerned about his being inactive. She actually arranged a date for him with a patient of hers who they had had some relationships in way, way in back in the college days, made a reconnection so that he had a friend that he could go out with.
Bernie Wagner.
No.
No names, please.
That's why I
did
like that.
But actually, it was good for both of these widowed people.
Terrific.
And it's a real case.
Yes. Right.
Terrific idea.
Yeah. No, it's in any way, I just, again, I'm not in that situation, but it has to come naturally. That's, I think, the ultimate,
well,
what I'm
am.
Trying to say, whether
yes.
it's a couple, whether it's four ladies, whether anything it is.
It's the idea you're with somebody who cares about you, somebody you
and
can
it evolved.
Talk to,
right.
sure. rather than being all by yourself and
right.
talking to the walls.
But the important thing is, and you're saying, that's not what peer is about. So peer is about intellectual stimulation
exactly.
and enjoying your time by yourself. But could have a benefit, a side benefit, which is not part of the peer group. You don't join it for that.
No, it's not a good idea to join it for that.
Yeah.
But we're a very social group.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. Now, just, okay, go ahead, Al.
Again, in the book, Suddenly Solo, in the afterword of the book was written by a fellow named Bill Novelli. Bill Novelli is the former CEO of AARP and an old friend of mine and my wife's. In fact, my wife and he worked together years and years ago. And he raises the issue of what's next. That's almost the first line that he wrote. And he specifies things that are possible activities. And very much he was oriented to activities that are give back to the community activities.
Yes.
Okay.
And this seems like it might have both aspects because it's a participatory
Yes.
By the members of the group
Yes.
who become givers to the others in that group.
Yes.
And that's a very unique feature.
No, that's
very
important. I agree.
With this.
Oh, I think it's tremendous. You mentioned there's some socials. There was a party. Actually, it was supposed to happen last week. It's going to happen next week, the picnic. Mm-hmm. Where are these held? I mean, they're going to be all... So, therefore, does that cause confusion? Something's
Not
going to
really.
Be in Great Nick and...
The picnic is at Eisenhower Park.
Oh, okay.
The dinner dance and the luncheon we have at the Swan Club.
Oh, okay.
They're the nicest to us, and they treat us well. And
nice facility, very nice.
It's a beautiful facility, and they treat us well. We've tried other places on occasion, and they're terrific.
That's the main thing. I mean, you find a place that works with you. Okay,
they do.
You don't move them around. Because sometimes it's like, oh.
Actually, let's give them a plug because I know they do that with
let's give
other,
the Swan Club a
yeah,
plug.
Yeah, with other organizations that are do good within their community.
They will
They're
work
They're very
with
supportive.
You. They,
yeah.
they are. They accommodate us.
Yeah.
You know, seniors can be a little bit fussy and crabby and
keep going.
Whining.
Everything you just said is true.
But they, I don't know the name of the maitre d' because I'm not that chair.
Right.
But they're terrific.
Yeah, they always have been.
They will just about, they bend over backwards to make nice on us, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, no. That's I've been there also for different charitable type
charitable
events,
things.
And they make it so it's not cost prohibitive.
Right.
But they're not giving you slop. You're getting a nice meal, whatever
meal.
You're getting,
Food
it's
is
very
good.
Good.
And
very
settings
good.
The are lovely.
Right.
Gorgeous. The gardens are gorgeous.
Yeah. That's true, too. Yeah, yeah.
And the booze ain't bad either.
Yeah, when you have an open bar, not bad.
No.
Maybe seniors, but we're
still,
alive and kicking.
We still throw one back every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Just because we only have a few minutes left, program-wise.
Yes.
Okay. And I know you have a person that comes up with the curriculum.
We have a curriculum committee.
Curriculum committee. But it runs the gamut, right?
Think of something, yes.
Oh, okay. That's my point.
And we also have something called Presenter Showcase, which is if nothing you want to do fits into the program, you can sign up to do something of your choice.
Oh, okay.
Do you have outside speakers?
We once a month we have an outside speaker, and we have someone who chairs that. And we don't have anything. That runs in the morning. Nothing runs against it. Yesterday we had an outside speaker. We've had people on everything. We've had people on economics. We've had people on medicine. We've had people on art. We've had people on history. The chairperson of that particular committee just chooses the speakers, books them. It is gratis. We give them a beautiful plaque that says, thank you very much for coming. But it's not in our budget to pay.
Right, right, okay.
And they're
right.
Very willing to come. And
what's the average size attendance at one of these things? It ranges, of course, from 10 to 15 to maybe 50 or...
Well, we've been pushing Hoster to give us more room. They kind of cut us down a little bit.
Okay.
But as I said, we have 200 members. I'd say we average maybe 50, 60 people at a class.
Wow.
And, of course, when we have one class, yesterday we were in a room and we were packed. We were well over 100 people yesterday.
That's amazing. That's tremendous. It really is. I mean, the importance of this radio program even, and the importance of Project Independence, is to bring this to people's attention.
Right, yes.
There is so, I mean, I didn't know, and I go to the shows. I didn't even know there were shows in Hofstra. And literally, it's around the corner.
Oh, you got to come. And
yeah.
The music program, and I know I'm pushing the music.
That's fine.
The music programs are incredible. You would not believe how talented these kids are.
Oh, I'm sure they are. That's the point. They are. They, you know, some of them won't go on in that field, which is fine. But there's a lot of talent. And the directors and the musicians. Everybody is.
Right,
I agree
with
you.
And they have a dance program.
Oh, okay.
Just, you name it.
Hofstra's
got it.
Terrific.
Come to Hofstra.
Come to Hofstra. Okay.
One of my sons graduated from Hofstra.
Oh, really? Okay. No, it's a great, really, it's a great school in general.
It is a wonderful school.
There's no question
about
it. And
beautiful, and the gardens are gorgeous.
Yeah, no, the whole atmosphere,
the
campus,
are great.
You know. Unbelievable. We're at the end of this already. We've been talking with Ruth Sussman, who's involved with PEER, which is a most tremendous program being run over at Hofstra. And for more information on it, call 311. But what's... Brad's name, number?
Brad K.
Right.
K-A-Y-E.
And it's
516-463-8424.
Terrific. Ruth, I thank you very much. We'll be right back.